Peace. Welcome to Spears and Mics, hip hop culture, knowledge, and the streets. And sometimes we talk about sports too. We don't do it too often because, like, you know, there's professionals talking about sports. You know, you'd rather hear it from the professionals or ex pros. But I came here today to talk about the Jake Paul and the Tank Davis fight that was supposed to happen this Saturday on Netflix. And I was kind of looking forward to it. I'm not a big Jake Paul fan. I don't necessarily think he's really good for boxing, but he does bring talk and attention to the sport. So I kind of like that. You know, I kind of like that about him. And I also think that he's a good promoter, especially in the case of Amanda Serrano and women's sports. You know, I think he does a great job with the women's sports. So, you know, looking forward to this weekend's fights. Now it's not happening, you know, and those that don't know, the fight has been officially canceled. This weekend it's off. And that's because there's new alleged, you know, domestic violence story and a new civil lawsuit against Tank Davis, who, you know, I'm not surprised by his alleged behavior anymore. This is something that it's been coming out over the past year or so, that he is someone who puts hands on women, and I don't like it. And, you know, I particularly feel sad a little bit over it because, you know, I know the brother's striving to get his life right. I think recently he took his Shahada and became Muslim. May Allah guide him and, you know, give him the right path to walk. But it's honestly shameful, you know, and I don't want to, like, make it seem like, you know, I'm a perfect human being, but I don't hit women. Never have. Never will. Because it's a coward move. It's something that cowards do. And when you're a championship fighter, he's the WBA lightweight champion. I believe he's undefeated with one draw and an absolute killer. You know, he's knocked out a majority of his opponents, I believe. You know, those that know boxing know Tank Davis gets busy. And I really respect his athleticism and, you know, his the way he moves in boxing. You know, I'm a big fan. I think we all are. Anybody that's a fan of, you know, somebody that has the skills that he has. But then when you see a man with this gift and, you know, basically throwing it away, because people will still probably watch him and people just don't care. A lot of times people, like, Trump seems to talent seems to trump, like, integrity in today's society. And I think that's something that, like, we as people, right, we as fans or fanatics or supporters, we have to draw the line. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't just be a fan of his and not overlook his shortcomings. You know what I'm saying? This goes to musicians, like all these different musicians that have done real heinous and foul acts, whether it's sexual abuse, domestic violence, just heinous things against the people, against children, against women. We can't tolerate that. We can't tolerate that in the so-called black or the so-called brown or Latino community, whatever you know, choose to identify. In our communities, we can't accept that behavior. We have to take a stand and call out these brothers that are misguided and dealing with, you know, I don't know if it's an internal trauma or pain or issues that this brother got, but we have to draw a line and say, you know, we can't support this brother until he gets right, until he, you know, really gets it together, right? Because we can all give forgiveness and, you know, we can all, you know, like, root for the brother to get it together. But, like, nah, man, like, women beaters and child abusers, I'm not rocking with it. You know what I'm saying? And I really, it's hard to forgive that, you know what I'm saying? Because it's unnecessary. Like, you know, if you put hands on a man and whatever, you some type of bully and you aggressive and you got aggression and you want to go out there and beat up men just because whatever. Like, I mean, you know, it's fair maybe, you know. But like, you're a championship fighter, man, and it's a sucker move to be out there, you know, hitting women. I really don't know what his issue is, like I said, but what I can say is he got to get it together. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's basically what he has to do. He has to seek some professional help, right? Admit his faults. I don't know if he needs to be around a better circle of individuals, like whether it's people in your camp, family members. Get with some solid ones who will give you the proper guidance, right? You took Shahada. Maybe you need to go to the masjid more. Maybe you need to, you know, learn the way. You know what I'm saying? I can't tell you what to do, but what I can tell you is you're hurting your brand. You're hurting your image. And a lot of people are going to, like, go against you or move away from you. And in this business, man, when you got these talents, this gift, this God-given talent to be one of the greatest fighters in your generation, you're blowing that, my brother. You're blowing that. You're blowing that opportunity to seal yourself or cement yourself as one of the greats, you know. And at the end of the day, you know, brothers like him, brothers like Ja Morant and many others, I don't want to single them two out, but like, brothers fall short. And like, and you should be in the business of building your brand and making your image so ill, right? Because of these talents you got, that people love you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think of like a like in hip hop, right? Nas, like, most people don't have nothing bad to say about Nas. And I know he had his controversy with Khalees. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know what the truth is. Only Allah knows. And I pray that it's not, you know, wasn't the truth. I don't know. But I didn't like it. You know what I'm saying? But Nas does a pretty good job at keeping himself looking pretty good in the public. And I think it's important, man. I think it's important for everyone, right? We got jobs. We got family members. We have reputations to uphold. And I think integrity is important at all times. And it's something to be mindful of as you navigate through the slippery slopes and, you know, life that's challenging in its own self, right? So Tank Davis, the fight is off, right? You probably lost big amount of millions, right? And Jake Paul put out this message, and I want to read it because it's pretty crazy. It says, Gervonta Davis is an actual walking human piece of garbage. Working with him is an absolute nightmare. The unprofessionalism, the bizarre request, the showing up hours late to shoots, to numerous arrests and related accusations and lawsuits. If you support this man, then you support the most vile sin in a man that he can commit. I don't want to give this woman abuser a platform to grow his fans and to grow his bank account, he wrote. My company champions women. I'm so sorry to everyone involved, mostly to the undercard fighters and Team MVP, and to my team who worked so hard at prepping for this, sacrificing time with my loved ones and kids just for this fool to lose his mind again. So there's a little bit more to it. You know, it's a pretty strong message. I think Jake Paul sent the right message, something that's unacceptable. And if that's, you know, how he sees Tank Davis, then, you know, call him on his BS. You know, I'm with the call outs. I think it's important that we hold each other accountable, not only in professional sports, but society in general. And this is what I think many of us are lacking in our communities and urban communities is accountability. When I was young and I was in the streets, even when we were out there wilding, the Zulus were out there. We were out there fighting on a daily basis with the so-called opposition or, you know, just moving crazy because of the neighborhood is crazy, right? Even during those times where I was young and immature, I always looked at others it's in particular membership, right? And strive to hold them accountable for their actions as best as I could. And although I can't control nobody, right? My influence is pretty strong in the community and certainly within the membership, right? So I would tell brothers like, yo, this is not how we moving. Like, you know, what you're doing is not a representation of, you know, what we stand for, our morals, our principles, our laws, right? And, you know, we strive to live those laws and we strive to uphold them. You know what I'm saying? It's important. And when I see a member acting up, I'm going to call him on the BS and strive to guide him to the right path. And people have called me out on things that I've fallen short or poor decisions that I've made in within the organization, right? Within Zulu and within the streets. And I'm up for, you know, not beyond reproach. You could approach me and let me know that I've, you know, made mistakes and we could talk about it and work through it and build, you know what I'm saying? But everything in life is like a learning lesson. We don't know how to move in a perfect fashion. We're flawed human beings, all of us. But a lot of times, you know, we know what's right and what's wrong. And if we make a mistake, you know, it's not necessary to like beat yourself up or hold your head low. You just have to learn from that mistake and keep pushing forward and strive to be better the next time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got many flaws, you know, but it's important to like analyze yourself frequently or, you know, often, and take a look at your shortcomings and say, you know, what can I do to be better? And this is not something that you got to do January 1st for like a New Year's resolution. You know, if the year changes, you know, just be grateful that you made it to another year. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, every few weeks, man, take a look at, you know, were you your best at work? You know what I'm saying? Like, could I have been more productive at work? Right? Because we're being paid at our jobs to be productive, right? To produce whatever it may be, whether you are a delivery driver, you know, for like a trucking company, you know, safe driving, safe deliveries, production, whether you're producing some, if your hustle is producing artwork or t-shirts, are you making all the t-shirts good quality? Are you sending them out in a timely fashion, right? Everything that you do can be managed and looked at, and you can critique it and you could say, how could I improve this in my profession? How could I improve my life? And when it comes to Tank Davis, right, he has some type of aggression. He has some type of anger issues, most likely, right? And I'm not no psychologist. I'm just assuming, although it's not good to assume, right? But we got to look at ourselves in the mirror and say, what's wrong with me? What do I need help in? And how can I better myself? How can I get the help or surround myself with the people that can give me that assistance and aid that I need to be the best me? So, you know, I wish the brother Tank Davis the best. Like I said, may Allah guide him. And it's important for all of us as we continue to grow, because especially for brothers and sisters that are in my age range, right? I'm 45 years old. And I think looking at the metrics of the followers and the listeners and the subscribers, most of the people that watch this show are people of 35 to 45 years old. And it's important that we live every day and use caution with our actions. And I tell you, when I was in eighth grade, I used to wild out. I've always been like a act up student, you know. I don't like authority, teachers, police, all of that. I mean, I think many of us in our communities feel the same way. But these teachers used to ride me. And one day, a dude, an art teacher of mine, who I used to curse out on a daily basis, and he used to get on the phone and call security to come escort me, and they would give me internal suspension, external suspension. He wrote in my yearbook a little piece of jewelry that I kind of took heed to. And he said, before you act, take a moment, pause, and think about what you're doing, because every decision you make will alter your future. Something along those lines, right? It's not like a big, you know, he didn't write poetry. I mean, but it just made simple sense to me at 14 years old or 15 years old. It was 1995, so I probably was 14 going on 15. But I really, like, you know, looked at that, and, you know, I still got the yearbook to this day, you know, 30 years later. It's still a great sound piece of advice. You know, every day, you know, if I'm about to do something, I pause and I think about that action. And now even more so at 45 years old, right, every action is critical. Every movement is critical for me because I have a home. I have a family, right? I got two daughters. I have a wife. I have bills, great responsibilities. People rely on me to feed them, pay the bills. So in adversity or when challenges come up, I can't just think irrationally. I can't just wild out, right? And it's not easy to be balanced. It's not easy to walk the fine line every day. You know what I'm saying? I'll be the first to admit, as a leader within Zulu, I felt an immense amount of pressure, you know, to be this perfect Zulu member, to be this perfect Zulu leader. And I've made a lot of mistakes, bad decisions, decisions where I've seen brothers perish based on my decisions. Real rap, you know, brother. And if you follow the channel, you know. You know what I'm saying? Brothers have perished upon bad decisions that I've made, you know? But at 45, I can't do that because my two daughters is counting on me to come home every day, play with them, feed them, bathe them, you know? So listen, man, all I could tell is the listeners is do your best every day. You know what I'm saying? For your family, for your friends. If your mother, your father are alive, make them proud every day. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, big salute to all the listeners, the viewers. One thing in closing about the Tank Davis fight I'll say is I would like to see him fight a real challenge, someone in his weight class. And I think Edgar Berlanga will be a perfect opponent for him. And I think Edgar Berlanga just called him out. I would really like to see that one. I want to see Jake Paul be shut up and fight a real professional boxer with some knockout power. Not an MMA fighter outside of his prime, washed up. You know what I'm saying? Like, fight someone still in their prime. And I know Edgar Berlanga took that loss to Canelo. Most people would. So it's really not much of a, you know, knock on him, but I think Edgar Berlanga will really put hands on Jake Paul. So with that, man, Tank Davis, you ruined my weekend, man. I really wanted to look forward to that, but it's whatever. But listen up, listeners of Spears and Mikes, man, I just want to say thank you for your listens. Thank you for your comments. There's been a lot of people saying a lot of good things in the comments. Couple people heckling and talking greasy, you know, don't really faze us. Could speak on it. We're living good, you know what I'm saying? All praises due to Allah. We're living good. But you know, just keep the support going. We got, like I said, we got the next episode coming out inshallah tomorrow. We'll be recording and we're gonna review the new Big Al album, Harlem's Finest. Return of the King, I think, is the full title. We'll talk about that. Watt has an update for you on the previous episode, episode 97, Domestic Violence. There's quite a bit of an update on that. What else we're going to talk about? Royce the 5'9". He's dealing with some health issues. We'll unpack that tomorrow and speak on that and how much we respect Royce the 5'9 and love him. What else? Couple things, man. RIP Young Bleed. We'll talk about that. You know, we got a couple things to talk about. Maybe the Juice Crew as well. You know, MC Shen kind of spazzing out on camera, right? Few things, man. Also, if you don't watch this on YouTube or you don't necessarily have the time to tune in on YouTube, you know, you can go on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts. This is available on all streaming platforms. You know, subscribe, drop a comment or a rating, review, do all of that. You know, whether you're gonna watch us or whether you just listen to the message on the audio platforms, man, we'd appreciate the support. You know, keep subscribing, keep hitting that like, keep dropping comments, man. Yo, we love to build and talk to the viewers, the listeners, the supporters, man. We always interact. You know, you say something positive, we're gonna 99.9% of the time get back to you immediately and show that love in return. It's a boomerang always. You know, talking crazy, you might catch us on a bad day, we might come at you. Or we just leave you on scene. It really don't even matter, man. Nobody's really phasing us. But yeah, man, salute to everybody, man. Really, really appreciate the respect, the love, and the positive feedback and comments, man. It's greatly appreciated. Salute, man. Salute to all the real men out there that don't put hands on women, that respect youth, protect women, and that put integrity and morals and principles first. That's what we're striving for, man. We're striving to implement good qualities in the communities that we live in and be real men, not, you know, ones to be shameful of, but the ones that you want to embrace and be proud of. Salute. Peace. I'm Zulu King L1, and this is Spears and Mike's podcast. Peace.